The people that feel sorry for themselves and think it's awful what you have to put up with in this country. And the other thing I notice is that my ministry is needed worldwide. There is a common problem infecting the race of mankind. Bureaucrats. Now, I want you to listen to this. Now, this book is just a chronicle, that's all it is. Two people lived in China and write their experiences in China. And they do a good job. They were news people who lived there for 2 or 3 years and recorded their scan over of China. This has to do with working. They said, we asked one young, why am I reading this? Because I want to. We asked one young factory worker in Peking to keep a diary of his activities and thoughts for 1 week. And he wrote just after one of the country's aged leaders, Wang Renzhong, had pleaded with China's young city workers to reject unhealthy things from abroad and stick with communist ideals. This is the book, by the way, where I got that story about the three guys in prison. It's so good I should tell it three times. One of them looked at the other guy and said, why are you here? Well, I supported Deng Mingpu. And he said, why are you here? To the other one. Well, I opposed Deng Mingpu. So they both looked at the guy over in the corner and said, why are you here? He said, I'm Deng Mingpu. Yeah, no, there's a lot of China humor in this book. It's funny. So this young factory worker kept a diary of his activities for a week. Friday. Got up at 5 a.m. and went to work at 6 a.m. Discussion of salary readjustment reached its 10th day. Communists like committee work. Camel's a horse produced by a committee. We were told that only 40% of the factory population will be entitled to salary increases. This is his journal. The past few days have been engaged in heated arguments over who among us should get the pay hike. Although a one-notch promotion only means a few extra dollars, it is still something we ordinary Chinese have long waited for. I think the people who go to my church ought to know everything. You don't understand China, so some newsman can't confuse you about it on TV. Take me, for example, he says. I work my bleep off. Now you figure out what part of his body bleeps. I work my bleep off for a measly 40 yen, or yuan, what is that, yuan, a month. About $27. Let me translate it to American dollars. I work my bleep off for a measly $27 a month. Anybody underpaid around here, giving their life for Jesus? I work my bleep off for a measly $27 a month. That's hardly enough for myself, not to speak of supporting my family or procuring other things. Not that I'm incompetent. I'm both a technician and a junior administrator with 9 years' experience on the job. He's worked his way up to $27 a month. The crux of the matter is, you know, I listen to some of these idiot commentators. The tater part's okay. Tater heads. Some of the analogies they draw. like us going into Grenada's, like the Russians going to Afghanistan. How many Russians have pulled out since they went in? And the newsmen weren't let into Grenada. They're there now, along with tax-supported congressmen coming and going, doing nothing. How many newsmen have uncensored freedom in Afghanistan? Where were all these demonstrations, by the way, in Europe against Russia when they aimed all their missiles toward Europe? Why is it only when our missiles are going to be aimed somewhere that the demonstrations go on? What's that got to do with China? We get just about as much ignorant stuff about China. Well, you need to be informed. The crux of the matter is the government won't let me earn what I'm worth. Besides, there is a group of bureaucrats about me. Party secretaries, managers, and bleep kissers. Now, if you're really smart, you figured out what the bleep is. In fact, if you're really dumb, you figured it out. In Chinese, Pai Ma Pai. I don't know how to pronounce the Chinese. I know a missionary once who was learning Chinese. First week he was going to show off his Chinese and he lost his dog. He went all over the little town saying, "My dog, where is it?" And all the little kids were laughing. He couldn't figure out why they were laughing at him. The word for nose and dog is the same, just different tone. And he was saying, "My nose, where is it? My nose, where is it? I don't know what this is." Pai Ma Pi in Chinese is what these bleep kissers were. Those who, quote, pat the horse's rump. PTHR. Now, that, if you don't, that's allowable. The PTHRs, R's. Those who pat the horse's rump. There's a group of bureaucrats about me, party secretaries, managers, and those who pat the horse's rump. Hey, that's not bad. That's not bad. I mean, every time I meet a bureaucrat, I'd like to play horse. I'd play head and he plays the other part. That's what they are. Those who pat the horse's rump. That's good. That's not bad. That's what we don't do. We spur the living daylights out of it. They've already divided the 40% quota among themselves and their proteges. Doesn't matter what you call it. It's the same over there as here. Just different amounts. Want to get a few dollars raised? Maybe you can, but they'll torture you first with all the meetings, discussions, and study sessions. Ah, it's frustrating. That was Friday. Saturday. They work 7 days a week. Feel lucky. For $27 a month, 9 years seniority. I went around to the different workshops to inspect the work of transporting some machines. I chatted with some workers and discovered they were grumbling about the salary readjustment plan. The majority of the workers are extremely dissatisfied with the leadership because they've appropriated for themselves the 40% quota. All the bureaucrats and some rump patters will get a one-notch promotion. The new government unveiled before the people the bright promise of The new government unveiled before the people the bright promise of modernization. But the Chinese saying goes, Yuchuan Mountain spring water may taste delightful, but so distant a drink of water cannot quench actual thirst. kind of wordy, but it's pretty, pretty true. I mean, what the promise says, mountain springs ain't nothing like a cold beer in hand on a hot day. Because I wouldn't know anything about that. It just sounds good. You know? Us illiterate preachers got to sound like we know something. Particularly when I got so many limited intelligent people. At present, the workers' salaries are so low that no sweet talk or high-sounding speeches can possibly rouse them. The newspapers frequently come up with fabricated reports of successes and achievements. Fabricated reports in newspapers? Isn't it amazing how the world stays the same, regardless of the garments it's wearing and the language it talks? Who the devil will believe then? People are fed up with this talk that capitalism is inferior to socialism. I think the two systems must be treated like two kinds of food in two bowls. Let the people taste both and decide for themselves which one tastes better. Now, I'm not too sure about that. I don't think I need to taste what he's doing to know which one's better. I'll just soon read about it. Sunday. That was Saturday. Sunday. After work, I went window shopping with a few friends at the Peking department store. That means you work 7 days a week. As we were about to enter the building, our eyes were caught by a huge crowd of people milling in front of the display window on the left side of the building. I squeezed myself into the crowd and found they were all looking at the advertising display for Sanyo Corporation. Craig had put it up. The window was full of modern household electrical appliances. All the Chinese beside me were raving about them. Japan achieved such speedy economic development in the past 30 years since the war. China had the same 30 years or so, but she's way behind. Newspapers sing praises of socialism and deride capitalism, but this is the best proof. You go to the department store and walk up to the counter where they sell cassette recorders and find that the sets are imported from Japan and that the cheapest costs about $676 U.S. I translated it because they'd translated it here. Those goods are exclusively for the bureaucrats. Ordinary Chinese can only gawk at them. I get a monthly salary of $27. If I want to buy a cassette recorder, I'll have to save up all of my salary for 3 years. That is, no food, no drinks for 3 years. That's Sunday. Real happy fella. Monday. The Chongwin Vegetable Market had only one vegetable, garlic shoots, to sell. One has to line up for more than 2 hours to buy it. People in the line sometimes quarrel over who is ahead of whom to buy those handfuls of vegetables. You are lucky if there is somebody in the family who can line up. If both husband and wife are working, leaving early in the morning and coming back late at night, then just don't expect anything to eat. You see, this continues a little of what I was saying last night. Now, I read this book, and at the very least I can say, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to sit here 12 consecutive hours and do something meaningful. And let's keep this country the way it was intended to be and ship the bureaucrats to China. Mao's dead now. His side of the issues laughed off with a joke that's heard occasionally in Peking. One day, so the story goes, Chairman Mao received dung Remember Dung? And Dung's small grandson. The old revolutionary had his differences with Dung. I don't really know what tone, you know. Could be Dung, could be Dung. Whose economic ideas sounded to Mao like neo-capitalism, but the grandson seemed like a nice boy. Call me uncle, Mao said. Oh, I couldn't, Chairman Mao answered the boy. Dung suggested that Mao offer the child an apple. He did and watched the boy take a big bite. Thank you, uncle, he chirped happily. See, said Dung, what a little material incentive will do. This is a good book if you want to understand China. Now, they have a billion people in China. If they would start marching, as I've said, single file into the Yellow Sea, their population would stay the same. If they walked an ordinary pace into the Yellow Sea, each time a head went under, a head would pop out. They'd just keep staying the same. The birth rate is such that their population wouldn't diminish. If you want to understand it, I think this is probably the best book about China that anybody can read. And for simple contribution to intelligence, we're going to put it in our intelligence center on Sunday. It has nothing to do with the pyramid, except with a billion people, they couldn't have built the pyramid.